Shkoyach again to Jeff and to the Chevrot Meridian for all the years of learning, and we should continue on in Yerushalayim. I don't know what will happen to Meridian. I hope they sell everything before that happens.
Amen.
Okay. You know, it's so hard to decide. I want to learn with you something for Yom Kippur. It's so hard to decide. You have to mute the phone. You have to mute the phone. Whoever's there. It's so hard to choose to do something pasha to something more, you know, deeper and more chassidus and so on. So what I usually end up doing is that something that the night before I felt very, very taken by, so then I want to share it with you. So I'm just going with that intuition. So we're going to do something very special now. It would take hours and hours to do it properly, but we'll just try to grasp on our level a Torah from the Sod Yisharim from the Heiliger Radziner Rebbe Schussel and Rebbe Gershon Hanichel. I think Jeff sent the pages to everybody. You have it, says Sod Yisharim, Sod Yisharim. Inyan Lamed Aleph. Sod Yisharim, Inyan Lamed Aleph. Now, I have, all the years I'm using a very old sefer, Sod Yisharim, but recently there's somebody from Eretz Yisrael who's been putting out parts of the Sod Yisharim, a different Yom Tov. He did Rosh Hashanah, he did Purim, now he did Yom Kippur, with some helpful notes. But with all of the helpful notes in the world, it requires a tremendous amount of concentration. So let's try to see what we can pull out from this. Rav Gershon Hanichel from Radzin, as you know, was the son of the Heilige Beis Yaakov from Radzin. And the Beis Yaakov was the son of the Izbitz Schussi Elaim. So that whole world of Izbitz of Radzin is different. Here, the Tzaddik is explaining the inyan of eating on an Erev Yom Kippur. But like it is with all of his Torahs, this one nekuda, this one part of Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, and the eating of Erev Yom Kippur, of Gershon Hanichel reveals, contains within it the whole essence of what the Yontif is about. So it's not just about that mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. It's about Yom Kippur. And then even more than that, it's about Bechlal, what we're doing here in this world. So let's try. Yisa B'Gemara. The Gemara teaches, as you all know, that you shall deprive yourselves, you shall fast, whatever Vinisa means, to deprive yourselves to suffer. Vinisa mes nafsha sechem betisha. It says on the ninth day. So of course the Gemara asks, what do you mean on the ninth day we're not depriving ourselves? On the tenth day we're depriving ourselves. The inuyim, the requirements to refrain from eating and drinking and all the other inuyim, all of that is on Yom Kippur, is on the tenth, not on the ninth. So what does it say in the Torah? V'nisim is nafshas seichem. Betisha, why betisha? So the Gemara says, as everybody knows, Alay malach, kala oichel v'shoyse betshi, ma'ala l'bakosov kilos anachi v'asi. Anybody who eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippur, the Torah considers it as if he has fasted both on the ninth day and the tenth day. That's why it says, "V'nisim es nafsho seichem betish." Only a Jew who believes in Torah Shebaal Peh can accept such a thing, because it seems very odd. But the Torah is teaching us a very deep thing, that eating and drinking Erev Yom Kippur is as great as and is accomplishing the same thing that fasting does on Yom Kippur. Now, eating and drinking, we're happy to do every day of the year. So what's the chiddush of Erev Yom Kippur? What does that mean? And why is it so significant? Why is it so earth-shattering, the eating and drinking of Erev Yom Kippur, that is like Yom Kippur? It's the same as Yom Kippur, as fasting in Yom Kippur. Okay, here we go. Liyoshi hitziv Hashem Yisbarach asher kol avodayis ha'odam lamata yimekuvin kfi masha oisik az Hashem Yisbarach lamala. The Rebbe says that Hashem made the world in such a way that whatever we're doing down here in our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol is observing above in his world. As the Gemara says, as Chazal teaches us, that Hashem puts on tefillin, we put on tefillin, Hashem puts on tefillin. And there are other examples of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping the mitzvahs. He brings in the note different places in Nefesh HaChaim and different places in the Medrash and in the Gemara. But Hashem Tzilcha means that Hashem is our shadow. And the Baal Shem Tov and the Nefesh HaChaim taught that what's happening above corresponds or is a reflection of or is somehow a mirror of what's taking place in our lives down here in this world. Of course, when I use the words up and down, I'm not talking about high or low. It means in our dimension of existence. Kinyin Shenamar, as it says in Tilim, Tnu Oiz Lelokim. That kivyachol, by you and I keeping mitzvahs and doing the right thing in our lives, we are giving kivyachol, we're giving strength, Tnu Oiz Lelokim. We're giving strength to Hashem. When I'm strong, then kivyachol, the Shechina, I'm giving strength to Hashem. Whatever that means, this is what I'm talking about. Nefesh HaChaim, the whole beginning of Nefesh HaChaim is on this Nakud. But our strength in this world, kivyachol, means that Hashem Yisbarach is strong. It's an amazing thing that Hashem gave us. Gave us such power. Lachain, therefore, so what's happening on Rosh Hashanah? Lachain, Rosh Hashanah, every year Rosh Hashanah, all of creation returns to its root and its source. Everything is reset. It goes back to the moment before creation. It goes back to the beginning. Every Rosh Hashanah, in a way that we can't see, everything is reset. And everything goes back, nichlal az harbiya b'chazar l'makar sharsha. It goes back to the root. All of creation returns to the root of its existence. And all of creation goes back to that moment before Hashem said Bereshis, before Hashem spoke and created. Bereshis is also Maimer. The 10 utterances, Vayom Hashem, Vayom Hashem, Vayom Hashem. So Chazal say, Bereshis Nami Maimer. Bereshis is the first of the 10 utterances. So that moment before Hashem said Bereshis, and things got moving. Every year, Rosh Hashanah, the world returns to that Nakuda of before Bereshis, of the beginning, of that moment of creation. Uchad Iser B'tikun Azara Kaddish, Vahi Or, the Rosh Hashanah. And the Zohar says that Vayhi Or the Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah. Ubaor ain shum levush. And light does not have any garments, which means light, as we've spoken about so many times over the years, is the closest thing that we can come to that a man can perceive as pure spirituality. Light. That's the moshel that's used in Tanakh and Chazal. Of course, light is also something of this world. But as far as the human vocabulary is concerned, and even our imagery, light is the closest moshel to pre-creation. It's the closest moshel to spirituality that has not yet become divided, differentiated into the particulars of physical existence. Light is the closest we can get of an existence that is unclothed, that is completely, completely Or Hashem. It's completely Elokus. It's the closest we can get to that, is using the image of light. Lachin, therefore, what happens in Rosh Hashanah, on that day when everything was just about to begin, what happens? Actually, we began Chaf Hei, but man's creation, we're not going to go into that now. That's not, that's a different conversation. So what happens on Rosh Hashanah? So it's extraordinary. Therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, we have to stand and present ourselves in that way of pre-creation, of being without any levushim, any particularities, garments, any separations, dividers. The way of serving Hashem and Rosh Hashanah is bli shum levush klal, is with pure spirituality, which doesn't mean we don't eat and drink, but just, he doesn't go into Rosh Hashanah here, but the essence of Rosh Hashanah, of course, is what? Rak b'kola p'nimah d'shaifer. The Torah has one definition of Rosh Hashanah. Well, actually, it's Yom Zikaron, but it's Yom Truah. It's the day of the shaifer. And what is the shaifer? The shaifer is kola p'nimah, is the inner voice of Hashem. It's the deepest, deepest nakuda of spirituality that has not become enclosed in letters and in words. It's a scream, it's a cry. Again, physically, in terms of what we imagine, light is the closest we can get to spirituality. In terms of avoda, the closest we can get to that which is purely spiritual without any physical encumbrance is what? A scream that comes from the heart. That's the closest we can get in terms of human action. Therefore, the Zohar speaks of the sound of the shofar as kola pnima, the inner kol, the voice, the sound that comes from the mimamakim kasi chasha, from the deepest part of a person. Kola pnima the shofar. Shubli shum chituch oisius klau. Without any letters, without any words. It's odd. So you would think that Hashem would have given us some special tefillah, some special davening, some special magical words to say. No. Words are already levushim of this world. You follow me, Chaver? Words are already levushim. They're already levushim. They're already, this word means this, this word means that. This letter says ah, this letter says ba. It's already levushim. But the kolah pnima is the scream of the shofar that comes from that part of ourselves which can't be defined. It's something which is deeper than physical creation. It's the beginning. It's the beginning. It's bracious. It comes from the bracious of a Jew. No letters, no words. Rap kol pashut, a simple sound. Lairos, to teach. That the essence of Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning, where everything is reset to that beginning, is to be able to surrender oneself entirely to Hashem in the simplest, most clear way, before any levushim, before there are any garments, before there are any mitzvahs, before there are any physical actions, before there are friends, family, from that deepest part of ourselves that's completely unclothed. Unclothed. Pure and unclothed. Shu'a kol pnima, which is the inner voice, ha'machaye kol halavusha, that gives life, the soul itself, that gives life to all of the levusha. Uchadisa b'zara kadesh. The Zohar teaches us Shahakol Shofar who Hakol Shomer David al Hamayim. Now you remember the capital we say it on Friday night, the capital of Kol Hashem al Hamayim, Kol Hashem Hirim, Hashem Oyiz Lamoyit, and Hashem Baruch Zam B'Sholom. So there are seven times the word Kol is found in that capital Tehillim, seven times, and Chazal teach us that David Melch said these seven Kolos al Hamayim. Alamayim. In the footnote, he brings to the Maharsha that this corresponds to the seven brachas that we say in Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos, the seven kolos, the seven sounds that David HaMelech said, Al Hamayim, Kol Hashem Al Hamayim, Kol Hashem, and so on, all the sounds of that capital tell him. So the Rebbe says So the Zohar says that the sound of the shofar is the same sound, the koilos of David HaMelech, that were sounded al hamayim. Va'sheva kolin she'amad David al hamayim, and these seven koilos that were uttered, these seven sounds, these seven screams of David HaMelech al hamayim, with which were mekabel Shabbos, these seven koilos, roimzen al hamoitza pi Hashem, hamchay kol halavushim u'mahav v'isa. Now the world is a world of 7 days, and the 7 days of the world correspond to these seven koilos, or draw their energy from the seven koilos. The 7 days which correspond to creation mean the world as it's enclosed in Chesed and Gvura and Teferis and Netzach, Hoyd, Yisrael, Malchus, as it's enclosed in me and you and our children, in mitzvahs, in ma'isim tovim, in eating and drinking and sleeping. The world. That's the 7 days of this world. But there is a kol, there is a sound that is the source of all that exists. That's the sound of the shofar, that's the sound of the neshama, that's the sound of that David HaMelech made by the water, the seven koilos, because the root and source of every single thing that exists in this world that was made in 7 days is Piha Amoitse Piha Shem Amechaye Kol Halavushim Umahava Yisam. Kamechnemar Loy Alalechm Levado Yichyadam Ki Al Kol Moitse Piha Shem Yichyadam. So, when you look at a piece of bread, there are two ways of looking at the piece of bread. You could just see the physical bread, which is the levush, the garment, right? It's a garment that begins with a seed and plants and all that stuff, but it's a levush. And ultimately that levush ends up as bread when it was the farmer cultivated, whatever, did what he had to do. And now it's bread. And you can make it to a salami sandwich, whatever you like. And those are all levushim. Those are all levushim. So you can look at the piece of bread, or you can look at the sandwich and say, no, it's a piece of bread. I don't know. It's like anything else in the world. It's a piece of bread. It's like anything else in the 7 days of creation. There are a lot of things in the world that Hashem created. He created animals, created the sun, the moon, the stars. He created a lot of them. So the sandwich is something else that's created. So you see that only from the perspective of its outer external garment, the levush. But the true way to look at it, and the way that you and I are expected to see everything in life, is exactly what it says in the Pasuk in Chumash. Lo alalechem levado yichyo. The man does not live by bread alone. It's not the bread alone. There's no such thing as bread alone. That's just the levush. But what's underneath the levush? What gives life to the levush? What's the soul of the levush? Kal kol moitze pi Hashem yichyo. The Moitze Pi Hashem, Hashem's blow of the shofar, Hashem's call, Hashem's voice, Hashem's words, Hashem kol Moitze Pi Hashem, Yichya Ha'adam. It's not the bread. You can either get stuck on the bread, you get stuck at what you get stuck on, you know, your boss is your boss at work, he's the source of your life. Or you go all the way to the beginning, before creation. At that moment when Hashem began to create was what? The sound of the shofar. It was light. It was the soul. It was Moitze Pi Hashem. You're following this? You hear this? It's the Moitze Pi Hashem that is the root of all that exists. It's that sound of the shofar. It's that second before creation. So you and I are commanded to look at everything in our lives and to follow it through and to trace it back to the sound before it came into existence. To that sound of the shofar, to the kol of pnimah, to its root, which is what? Lo alalechem levado yichyadam. Moitze pi Hashem. Moitze pi Hashem yichyadam. Bini acha ha-nesira. Now you know that in Rosh Hashanah, the nesira took place, the sawing in half, which means creation is in such a way where it was all one with Hashem. And the same way that Hashem cut Adam and Chava and made them into two people, so too. Hashem cut the neshama, so to speak, and separated and made the physical part of man, and there's the spiritual root of our existence, each and every one of us in Shemayim. The day of Rosh Hashanah is called in Kabbalah Yom HaNesivah, the day of the sawing in half. That's that moment before creation, that Hashem had the saw, so to speak, in his hand, and he began. And once the sawing took place, now we have a world of levushim, of bread and people and stuff, lots of stuff, billions of things. And it's now there's a cutting in half. There are two parts. There's the root, which is the sound of the shofar traces itself back to that root, the mamakim. There's the soul, there's the neshama, there's Hashem, there's the lakus, there's that world of before creation. And now there's the world of levushim, of garments. And you and I are so covered in garments, we could actually come to the ridiculous, absurd conclusion that there is no God at all. That there's nothing. There's no Maitzei Pi Hashem. All there are is levushim, just this world, stuff. There's no Maitzei Pi Hashem. We make that mistake all the time. So what happened? So after the Nesira, that's when the world of levushim began to get moving. Hamisoira b'Rosh Hashanah, Hazaybos Shuv Hamaitzei Pi Hashem, Shuv Hakol Pnima B'Slab Shuv Se'es Amidus. Hazayrayim Zin Asar Yom Shem Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Shenech LaKa'or LaAsar Amidus. So now creation, we have the 10 utterances of creation, the Asar Mamaros, and we have the Aser Shemet Shuvah, and we have that movement from the before creation to creation itself that takes us with the 10 Midos of Keser, Chachma, Bina, and so on, all the way down Keser, Gortves, Netzach, Yisrael, Malchus, and we go through the days of the Aser Shemet Shuvah, which is called in the Torah, building the Malchus of Hashem in our lives and in this world, revealing the Malchus of Hashem, revealing the Maitzei Pi Hashem in this world and in our lives. But now we already are in the, Hashem is already, and we are back, because this happens every year. So this building takes place after that initial sound of the shofar, which is Rosh Hashanah, and now there's the division, and now creation begins to move forward, and levushim begin to appear. Levushim, garments. Umach mezeh hislabshus, yeis godel hatsa'oka. And because of this process of enclothement, I don't know any other word, of enclothement, of differentiation, which means more and more stuff, which could potentially take the world further and further away from that primordial reality of God, of that true reality, which is Hashem. Because of this, the Rebbe says, Yesh Gaidel Hatsa'aka. There's a tremendous scream that comes out from the world. That because of the many garments of creation, the world is in danger, at risk of losing the sound of that inner sound of Hashem, that voice of the shofar. The world is now at risk. Just like you have a kid at risk, you have an adult at risk, the universe is at risk. It's the same thing. The kid begins to become at risk when he's no longer hearing that inner voice of what's important in life. Same thing with an adult and same thing with the universe. I'm sorry, there's some gardening outside that's making noise. Are you able to hear me still? Are you able to hear? Okay. So because of this fear that creation has, that it's going to be disengaged, cut off, that it's going to no longer be able to hear the shofar, to hear Hashem's voice, to hear the soul, to see that light of before creation. In this world, one doesn't see the Maitzei Pi Hashem. You don't hear Hashem saying, Vayayim Hashem, Vayayim Elokim, you hear this, you hear that. You don't hear it. So the world is terrified. The world, when it begins, when it starts, it screams out to Hashem, like, where are you taking me? Where is this going? Because the further we get away from the beginning, the more likely it is that you, Hashem, are going to be lost in the mix. that the voice is going to be drowned out by the levushma of the world. So, like, where are we going? So creation is screaming that what's going to happen to the Maitzei Pi Hashem? Well, is that let's talk about the Hebrew? And Ugyesh Nehanechel says there is a great and horrible scream that rises up from all of creation. Mimamakim krasicha. That's mamish mimamakim krasicha. Madun esam kol kach ha'or. Memoisi pi Hashem Rabbi Shem. Look what happened to me over this past year. Look at all the averus I did. Look at all the terrible mistakes that I made in my life. Look what I've done. Look what I've done. Rabbi Shem, you know, because over the course of the year, I fell into the levushim. I got so unbelievably lost in the levushim. I got so distracted that I didn't remember. I wasn't able to hear anymore in my life. The Moitzei Pi Hashem, I couldn't hear you saying, I'm giving you this money, not the boss. I lost that voice of your saying these things. I lost that voice. So there's a scream of tshuva. There's a longing to return. There's an outcry that rises up from all of creation this time of the year. Assessing me true, the coming to Yom Kippur. And regarding this scream, Isa B'Zarakadah says, Tlas kolon inun delos avidu la'alman. There are three sounds that are never lost. In other words, there are three sounds that are perpetually there that are never lost. The one that the Rebbe is concentrating on is the first one, which is kol chayiv b'shaita de'iyu al kalbita, which means the scream of the woman when she's on the birthing stool, meaning the scream of giving birth. That sound, the shri of the woman when the baby is coming into the world. Kol d'barnash is the sound of a person that last krechs that he makes when he leaves the world. And then there's the kol nachash, the sound of the snake when its skin is peeling off. It's a deep, deep, deep teaching from the Zohar, which the Razina speaks about a number of places, and his father and grandfather spoke about in a number of places. Li'in yaneinu, what does it mean? The scream of being born. There's a great scream when something new comes into the world. But now we know what that scream is. That's the scream of the child screaming out, it comes through the mother's mouth, the scream of gewalt. What's going to be with this child? When the child was inside of me, he or she was in that world of the kolah pnimah, of the inner voice, of the truth, of Maitzei Pi Hashem, of pre-creation. But now that this child is coming into the world, there's a shri, there's a scream of gewalt, what's going to be with him? What's going to be with her? What's going to be with the child is screaming, what's going to be with me? If the child could speak, what's going to be with me? Why did you do this to me? Why did you cut me in half? Why did you separate me from that truth, from that infinite truth of your existence? And now you threw me into a world of levushim, of mommy and daddy and bottles and diapers and school and Zoom and whatever. Why did you throw me into this thing? What are you doing? So there's this unbelievable scream and outcry. The Rebbe says that when a soul comes into the guf and the child comes into the world, it's a muridika scream, a taina, afraid, like a terrified, a scream of terror. Madua yoredes b'mokim abehirus. Why am I leaving a place of clarity? Why am I leaving that place of light, of light, of the shofar, of elokus? Why am I leaving that? L'sa'alim l'vusha elam hazeh, to disappear. And that brilliance, that clarity is going to disappear in elam hazeh, in my life. I'm not going to have that. V'cheinu tza'okas ha'abriya. And all of creation is screaming at this time of the year. All of creation wants to do tshuva. All of creation feels that it's gotten off course. And we didn't ask for this. We didn't want this. So there's a scream that comes up from creation. Madu yisal makol pnima. Why are you bringing us into this world, which over time, over the year, that inner sound of the shofar was lost. The moitzi pi Hashem, we don't hear it anymore. And as a result of that, I did this. Why did I do all these things? I've done these things because I don't hear you anymore. Because it's possible for me to have become distracted by the levushim of my life, of the world. And for that, there's a scream. That when you look at the world, it seems like there's no God. It's like it's inanimate. Like there's no life. There's no life to the world. There's no mekor chayim. There's no elokim chayim. Everything is whatever it is, statistics. That we don't recognize, we don't hear anywhere, we don't see the Moitzei Pi Hashem that's giving life to all of the Levushim, that is the root and source of all that exists. The Zeh Hester, and this concealment that causes the scream, is called Kol HaNachash, the sound of the snake. That's the sound of the snake. That covers up that loud noise of the snake. That covers up the sound of the Shofar, the sound of Hashem. The sound of the truth. It's the sound of the snake. I don't have time to get into this, to my craziness now. But for 1 second, you and I believe that what's going to happen in the world is dependent upon Biden or Trump? Do you and I think that what happens to the world is dependent upon scientists and Dr. Aleph, scientists and Dr. Bayes? Upon Uptick Aleph, Uptick Bayes? That our lives depend on that. But look how everybody's going crazy. Where's the Maitzi Pi Hashem? Where's God in all of this? The Koilus, the seven sounds that I'm hearing from the 7 days of creation, where people are hysterical and screaming and carrying on with all these in Yonim, even when it comes to being afraid of dying. So what are you so afraid to die? So what if you die? What are you going so crazy? What are you so mashiga about? What is this? What is this? It's a world without God. It's a world that is where Hashem's voice is being drowned out by the seven koilas. NBC, CBNBC, Fox News, this one, I don't know, whatever. Dr. Aleph, Dr. Bayes, there's the good doctor, there's the bad doctor, there's the Mekel, there's the Machmir. Without Hashem's work, I don't hear anything about Hashem. I don't know anything about Hashem. I don't understand how people davened on Rosh Hashanah for an hour because they were afraid to daven. I don't understand. When I'm afraid, I daven more. I don't understand it. And I know that people get angry when I say these things. I love them. I love them. I don't understand what it's about. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. So what if you're going to die? What's life worth without Rosh Hashanah? What's life worth without Yom Kippur? What's life worth not being a Jew? I'm not talking about violating anything, you know, I don't have to explain that again. Well, maybe I do because you never know. Some yokel listens, I don't know. But for the people I'm talking to, I don't have to explain this again. But where's the Baruch from all that's going on now? Wait till we see. Wait till we hear. No, somebody just sent me a message. What if you kill somebody in shul? But that's exactly what I'm saying, that I'm not talking about that. So you out there, Tzadik, who's listening to what I'm saying, I'm not talking about ignoring the doctors. I'm not talking about doing something that is chas v'chalila, that is endangering anybody's health. I'm not talking about doing anything reckless. So, again, I don't know who you are that sent that, but I'm talking to you, and I take back the word yokel because I feel I shouldn't have said that. But I'm talking to you. I'm not saying to do anything. The Torah commands us to do things in a normal, healthy way. I'm not saying anything that's against the Department of Health or whatever. I'm not coming from there. That's not what I'm talking about. I wish I didn't have to explain that. Forgive me. Listen carefully. I am talking about, because he's sending me messages. I'm talking about living in terror and fear in not living in a world of lo irara ki ata imadi. I'm not talking about taking chances. I'm not talking about being irresponsible. I'm talking about living in a way that is not the way of lo irara ki ata imadi. That's what I'm talking about. Old-fashioned bitachon. Bitachon also does not mean not taking my medicine. Bitachon doesn't mean not following the rules of the doctors and not following the rules of the Department of Health. I'm not talking about that. So please understand that. And if you can't understand that, you should really just stop listening to this shiur, because you're just not in the right place, and I'm getting nervous. That's not what I'm talking about. So those who already start getting messages about killing people in shul, that's exactly what I'm talking about, the hysteria. People, of course, have to do everything they need to do, and it has to be followed. Each place, each rav, and each community, different communities according to their doctors and their specialists. I'm talking about the emotions. I'm talking about the loss of that feeling of God's presence that is causing people to fall to pieces over every bit of news. That's what I'm talking about. That's the call of the Nachash. That's the sound of the snake. Achein v'yom ha-kippur, and Yom Kippur, which is already the 10th day, which means the world has already gone through the 10 spheres, and the Levushim, the 10 Midas, the 10 utterances, and so on. Minizgala, which is actually a week after Rosh Hashanah, Minizgala Mefurish Hakol Pnim on the next page. On the next page, there are only a couple of lines on top, the rest is footnotes. So Yom Kippur, the Sefer Zayis HaTzaka, and his Galam Afurish Hakol Pnima Hamachayis Hakol. Really, it's so amazing that we end Yom Kippur with one sound of the Sefer. One sound of the Sefer. Not differentiated sounds. Not Shvarm Trua. Da 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 da. Just Kia. We come back to that pashtas of the kol pnima, which is mechayes hakol. You see this in amazing ways on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur means tshuva. Tshuva means the ability to hear in this world of 10 levushim, because it's the 10th day of Sesame Tshuva, in this complicated world with all the coverings, to be able to return and to hear that voice, to do tshuva. To be able to acknowledge that everything is a lukus, to be able to admit that I did all those stupid things this year, and I got carried away with all the stupidities of my life and all the avarice of my life because of the levushim. I just didn't hear you anymore. I didn't hear the Maitzei Pi Hashem. I didn't hear it. Yom Kippur, a person who can return. And this is hinted at in the Gemara. We're not going to have time. Really, if there was time, we'd do all of these notes. The Gevaldik. They fill in all that's missing over here, but the Rebbe said in one or two words here something. Listen to what he says. The Gemara in Yuma, Ukvar Omar Ona Hashem, Nishma Koiloi B'Yerichai. Because I'll tell us that by the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol, when he would say, Ona Hashem, or also the Gemara says a few other things there that I'm Kippur. There was a person that was brings on the note brings down called Givini. There was a Givini that screamed out in a very loud voice. We don't have time to go into all of it. That when Onna Hashem was called out by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Nishma Karla, his voice could be heard in Yericho. Vesepes Yericho. When was the last time you were in Yericho? His voice could be heard in Yericho. Now, we can't go to Yericho these days, you know that. Unless you go with a tank or something. Soon we'll be back. But right now, we can't go to Yericho. It's not a good place to go, Matzah Shabbos. We can't go to Yericho. What does this mean? That on Hashem, the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, the Ashray, a scream went, and it was heard all the way from the Beis HaMikdash in Yericho. So the Rebbe explains. Now remember, Yericho was the wall that we had to break through to get in with Yeshua to get into Eretz Yisrael, right? Yericho was a place that was closed, that was shut, and it was enveloped in the tumah of the Knanim, of the locals, of those who lived there. It was so geris umusugeris in the tumah that was embodied by that woman, Rochav, who was a woman of ill repute, the most disgusting woman who ever lived before she did tshuva and ended up marrying and converting and marrying Yehoshua. Yericho was the epicenter of impurity that was holding back the march of the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. And the wall was the wall of the Knanim, of the seven nations that correspond to the seven kodlos, the seven nations that were there, the Shiva Ma'amin that were there. The Yericho Moira al Mokim Hester B'Yoser. The Rebbe says, Yericho is the embodiment of the darkest Hester. Al Mokim Hester B'Yoser. In certain ways, even deeper and darker than Mitzrayim itself. Because it meant the impurity of the Knanim, the impurity of the Palestinians, the impurity that's latching on to holiness, like a leech that's holding on to Kedusha. Once the wall of Yericho is broken, then Rochav, the lowest woman, becomes the biggest tzedekis in the world, and she marries Yehoshua, and then we head towards Yerushalayim. But there was a klipa, there was a tumah of Yericho, and it corresponds to the worship of the moon, which is the word Yereach. But at the same time, you all know that Moshe Rabbeinu was compared to the sun, and Yeshua was compared to the moon. Moshe Rabbeinu was the pure voice, that kol pnimah. Yeshua represents the voice of a Jew that has to fight against the walls of Yericho, that has to knock down the levushim of this world to get to Yerushalayim. Have you following? To get to that inner voice, which is Yerushalayim. So the Rebbe explains, Shayakosha Ma'oid, we're on page Kuf Tzadchet, Shayakosha Ma'oid, Lichbosh Oisa Tachas HaKadusha. It was very hard. Yericho was called in Chazal like a lock. It was like a lock. It was a Sogeris and a Sogeris. For Kadusha to break through, Yericho, that wall was mamish, a lock. It was a very strong, powerful, thick klipa. She'akosha ma'oy luchbosh oisa tachas ha'kedusha. Kosha ma'oy luchbosh oisa tachas ha'kedusha. Ad acha she'ola elyo b'sar ha'shamayma, azay nisrapu me'mer, which we're taught in Sefer Melachim Beis, that it took until Elionavi went Bisara Shumaim, until Elionavi went in a storm back to that place where the Neshama came from in his guf. That's how long it took for the waters of Yericho to be cured from this tumah of the seven nations that were holding Eretz Yisrael hostage. They were holding the future Beis Hamikdash hostage. And only then Nisrapu Meimea, the waters were purified by Elisha. It was only by Elisha, the student of Elionavi, which we say by Birchas Kahanim, the water Shinisrapu, when we daven that our dream should be good, we ask that Hashem should cure the waters of Yericho. Like the waters of Yericho were cured by Elisha Anavi, the student of Elio. Sorry. Once that cure takes place, and Yericho is able to be swept up into the world of Tshuva, then Yericho has the most unbelievable Kedusha. Kol Minei Kedusha. It's taken out of Ketuma, and it becomes an unbelievable place of Kedusha. Unbelievable place of Kedusha. Ad Kedekach, that in Yericho, they were able to hear the sounds. There the Gemara goes in Yuma and also in Talmud, tells us that in Yericho they were able to hear the sound of the flute that was being played by the Simchas Beis Shoeva, and by the Levium. They were able to hear in Yericho the sounds of the shir of the Levium. They were able to hear the sounds of the shofar. It was when the shofar was being blown in Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash, in Yericho they were able to hear it. What does that mean? It means Yericho is that ability, having been entrapped and surrounded by the wall of Tumah, is the ability that a person has to break down that wall between him and Hashem, to break through all of the Levushim and to be able to hear Yerushalayim, the Kol Pnimo, to hear the shofar that's being blown in Yerushalayim, to hear the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur saying, Ona Hashem, while you're standing in Yericho. It means the tachlis of creation is that a Jew, not that we should stay in Shemayim, but that an Hashem should come into this world. And in this world of Levushim, we get caught up and we get stuck in a place like Yericho. We get kind of stuck in the Levushim, all the craziness. And through tshuva, we're able to pick up again on that frequency of Yerushalayim. You hear? Yeah, that's why Jews say, you hear? You're able to hear that kol pnima. That kol pnima. That what? Of Moitze Pi Hashem. Ona Hashem. Yerushalayim. When you're in Yericho, when you're in New York, when you're in London, when you're in Paris, wherever you are, a person can always come back to that Kol HaPnimah, could break down the wall of Yericho and get to Yerushalayim. Do you hear the Kol HaPnimah? So you see, Yericho is like the counterpart of Yerushalayim. It's waiting to be freed from its Toma, and then, boom, it connects to Yerushalayim. Zap. Then the Baal Tshuva is back in Yerushalayim. So there's this like hotline between Yericho and Yerushalayim. But if you don't break through the wall, then the line's totally clogged up. You can't get through. And it's just tumah. It's all. Then you get messed up with all the Levushim. Your mamas get lost in the Levushim. And Yericho is the Palestinian capital. Hashem Yerachim. That's what it is. You know, Yericho is like by the Palestinians, that they consider that to be their Yerushalayim. La'avdol. Palestinians. Ba'al zeh amru chazal, asher b'chol zayis amar kohen gadol b'yom kippur, on Hashem. That in Yom Kippur is such an amazing day of tshuva. The kohen gadol is standing in Yerushalayim, he screams out, on Hashem, v'nishma karla b'yirichai, and the sound can be heard in Yerichai. That in Yericho, even though you're in such a place of Yericho, you could hear the kohen gadol in Yerushalayim saying, on Hashem. You could hear the kol pnimo, you could hear the shofar, you could hear the sound of the flute. You can hear the Levim singing, even though you're in Yericho, with all your avarice and craziness, you're stuck in Yericho. You could hear. Hansha Yanikar, Yom Kippur Mefurish, HaKol Pnimo, after Levushim Rechaikim Ha'ayid. Yom Kippur is higher than Rosh Hashanah. Because Yom Kippur means the ability to hear the sound even when you're in the Levushim. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning, the sound of the Shofar. But to be able to hear the Shofar when you're surrounded by the wall of Yericho, wow. That's why, Chever, what brought down the wall of Yericho, you remember? The blowing of the shofar. That's what brought down the wall. They went around seven times. Boom. That's how you bring down the wall. Because the kol pnimo is what brings down the wall. That's the need of Yom Kippur, and Purim, Ad Lo Yodav, and Aharon L'Machmarcha. It's all one sugya, Purim and Yom Kippur. All the disguises, that you're able to know that it's Hashem under all the disguises. It's the same thing. Under all the Levushim, Yom Kippur, Purim, it's the same thing. How do you recognize Hashem even though he's wearing a mask? That's the whole thing. The name of Hashem is Ana Hashem, the Shem Yukivavki. The name of Hashem is able to be heard despite all of the coverings, all of the garments, all of the Levushim. So therefore, since on Yom Kippur a Jew is able to come out and rip off all of these Levushim, he puts on a kittel, which is white, which is the sound, that pure sound of the soul, which is the kittel. And he says everything exists. It's only Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, which is Ni'ila. And then you come. That's the Chasim. The Chasim means the wall of Kedusha. You wrap yourself in the wall of Yerushalayim at the end, and you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. And Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, seven times Hashem Elokim, to knock down boom, 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 until Yericho, the wall falls of Yericho, and then what? And then you hear what? The sound of the shofar. You're able to make out again. Ah. That's Hashem. Everything is Hashem. Everything is Maitzei Pi Hashem. Everything is Maitzei Pi Hashem. There's nothing but God. Everything is Elokus. Now you could go back and live during this year as a Jew that remembers that hears the shofar even in all of the levushim. Don't let it happen again. Don't let yourself forget. Don't become separated from Yerushalayim, because you're going to go through another year, and during the year there are all kinds of levushim, all the yerichad, it's all yerichadik during the year. So be careful. But now you can do it in the levushim, which is the tachlis, which Hashem wanted in this world, at work, with our families, everything in this world, in the levushim. We should be able to be people of mamakim to hear Hashem. Now a Jew is able to recognize, even with all of the levushim, it's all Maitzei Pi Hashem. And that this year I'm going to work at that. I'm going to be good at that. I'm going to be connected to Maitzei Pi Hashem, and I'm going to be able to hear that and not get thrown into the tomb of Yericho. I'm going to stay connected to Yerushalayim. I'm going to keep that line open to the Kol Hashem, even when I get into all the levushim of Tavshin Pei Aleph. I'm going to still hear the Pi Hashem, Maitzei Pi Hashem. So now we can understand the mitzvah of eating and drinking on Erev Yom Kippur. Because beforehand, before Yom Kippur, this whole past year, we had all of these levushim. But now we know that these levushim don't have to, not only these levushim not going to hide Hashem, not only these levushim not going to keep Hashem from me, just the opposite, adrabba. Shayodim yesh b'koich la'agil ha'kol p'nimor, adrabba. I can now use eating and drinking as a way to connect Hashem. I'm not supposed to fast during the year. I have to eat and drink, and my eating and drinking is a way that hooks me up to Yerushalayim. I have to work, but my working is not a way that drowns out the voice of Hashem. That through work itself, through this world, it's the whole Baal Shem Tov, through this world, I connect to Hashem. Through the Levushim are not going to hide Hashem from me. The Levushim are going to reveal more and more of Hashem to me. Glazer kol Levushim, so I'm not. They're not Levushim to me. The Levushim, all the disguises don't trick me. They don't mess me up. Just the opposite. The Levushim bring me closer to Hashem. Now in Yom Kippur you're able to understand. Maybe on Erev Yom Kippur you can get lost in the kreplach also. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, now you're able to realize through Yom Kippur, through the tshuva of Yom Kippur, you're able to realize that all the levushim that I was living in up to the ninth, you know, all the levushim before Yom Kippur, it was all just levushim that were covering the Shem Havai. It's all Hashem. Just levushim. It's all disguises. That's all. Ashalo ala lechem levadi yichyadim ki al kol mitzvah pi Hashem. So now on the 10th, I understand that everything that I do on the 9th, which is eating and drinking, it's all mitzvah pi Hashem. All mitzvah pi Hashem. Hanimtzah b'chol levushim, because Hashem is there inside all of the levushim. It's only Hashem. Which is really the entire theme of Chassidus in the Baal Shem Tov. That's what I was talking about before. Ki ata imadi. But again, when someone is not able to hear and understand what that means, then it's just back and forth. This statistic and that statistic. That's all it is. I'm talking about ki ata imadi, ata mechayes kulam. Ata mechayes kulam. Lekach, therefore, kol ha'oichal b'shoyse b'tshi, whoever eats and drinks on the ninth day of Tishrei, on Erev Yom Kippur, ma'ala l'vakoso kilo hisanet shiva asiri. It's the same service of Hashem as not eating on the 10th day. It's the same thing. It's even higher. If you could do that, it's even higher than fasting. Ki betanis ha'asiri nisvad leilodom es maitzei pi Hashem. The 9th and 10th are the same, because it's because of the 10th I'm able to hear the voice of Hashem on the 9th. All the way to the next year, the 9th, if my tshuva is going to be strong and real, I'll be able to hear it next year. on the ninth. The Moitzei Pi Hashem, I'll be able to hear throughout my life. The Moitzei Pi Hashem speaking to me. The Kol Pnimo, the voice of the shofar, the voice of the flute, the sound of the Kohen Gadol saying, Ana Hashem, Ana Hashem. That's what we should be crying now. Ana Hashem, not Ana Biden, not Ana Trump. Ana Hashem. Ana Hashem. That's what we're crying. The tzaka of Ana Hashem, which is beneath all the Levushim. For somebody who is completely entrapped in the Levushim, what we learned today is Chinese. It's from Wuhan, what we learned today. Hashem should protect us, never have to go to such a place. For those who are hearing with an inner ear, so this is a Torah that you could remember till 120. It's a Torah till 120. Hashem's book should help us to hear the words of the tzaddikim and to live in a way of simcha, of joy, of confidence, of bitachon, knowing that every single second of our lives, after we were born, we weren't thrown out into the world without God. Hashem has never let go of us. The cord that was cut was from our mothers. It was never cut from the Bari Olam. It was never cut from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, from the Shechina. And as long as we remember that, Lo Yirara, I'm not afraid of anything. Ka'ata imani. Because Hashem is always with us. Always with us. So let us enjoy the journey back to Yerushalayim. Let us be zeichet to hear the sounds of Yerushalayim while we're in Yericho, so that we'll be worthy to be there on that day when Yerushalayim and Yericho are going to be once again joined together with the Gula Shemamitis.